Today's post is 5 ways to use audio on your website. You remember that we did a part one of this, or there is already a part one, and on the blog post that's on the website, the link is right there to take you back to part one, or the first part where we dealt with content creation with audio. Here's the blog post. In my previous post regarding content creation with audio, we discussed several reasons why you should include audio on your website. These include adapting to your readers' and customers' learning styles and convenience. What are some ways to use audio? Ways to use audio. The following is by no means a comprehensive list, as you can use your creativity as well as do additional research to identify other formats and ways to use audio on your website. The first one is record a podcast. This is similar to blogging, only it is done in audio form. Users can subscribe to your podcast so that it is automatically downloaded to their feed readers or iPods. I personally love the fact that I can subscribe to podcasts in different ways. For example, I can subscribe to iTunes, but many marketers have now set up non-iTunes RSS feeds so that you can get their podcasts right into the podcast app that comes on many phones as a standard feature. Next, there is Do a Streaming Talk Radio Show. This is a great way to get targeted visitors to your website, and it allows you to interact with your audience by accepting calls or answering emails while you're on the air. I use Instant Teleseminar for my teleclasses and conference calls. There is a feature that allows you to create links on your website so that your audience is actually listening and participating via the web right from your website. Now think of the benefits that come from doing this as far as the overall time that visitors stay on your website. Then you can offer recordings of online conferences or presentations for download. This gives visitors an incentive to come to your site, and it may well entice them to participate in future conferences. Also, as they listen to the way you delivered your presentation, they can decide if they want to work with you further. And other ways to record a message for visitors to your site. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Suggest areas of the site to visit first, or just welcome them. This adds a unique personal touch. Then you can record some of your blog posts, as I'm doing now, so that persons can listen as they read, thereby getting to know you a little bit better. And they also get two senses involved, because they're now getting involved, the eyes and the ears. And so this way, the points will be even more effective. Now, there are a number of file formats that you can use when saving audio, but it is important to use popular ones so that your users will be able to listen to them easily. And the most popular format for most types of recorded audio is MP3. It offers great file compression while preserving the quality of the audio. And just about every computer has an application that can play MP3 files. There are also many free applications that you can download from the internet, although I will remind you to proceed with caution and make sure that you download only the MP3 player from a trusted source. The Windows operating system comes with Windows Media Player, which will play these and several other types of audio files. Another benefit of the MP3 is its versatility. It can be easily converted to a CD with most CD burning programs. Users can also put them on their iPhones or just about any other type of portable music player. So, now that you know these ways to create audio, if you have not started yet, let's get started creating audios for our websites. Now, what questions do you have about ways to create audio? And if you have already got audio on your website, what successes can you share? Thank you for listening. This is Yvonne A. Jones.